leadership assessment and development work at a consulting firm, and thought I was potentially headed in that path with sort of more like lifestyle, nutrition coaching, executive coaching, something like that. And basically, as soon as I set foot on campus, my like passion for healthy food and the food system, I had this like aha moment of, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be so amazing to go work actually at one of these companies that's making like innovative healthy food products. So since then, it's been like full speed ahead at CPG, and I had to figure out functionally where I was headed. I think like possibly some others in this group like didn't actually know what marketing was. Like I think I just thought it was advertising. And so sort of through exploration with the career management group and core classes and whatnot, realized, oh no, like this is what excites me about business. And this is what I want to do. And have, I think, taken like every Haas marketing elective since then. So, and happy to report that I do have a job lined up, as a, associate brand manager in a CPG company in the Bay Area. So it's been a successful, if challenging at times, transition for me. So.
Cool. Hi, everybody. My name is Margaret Bachman, and I actually came from a marketing background, worked in marketing on the agency side before Haas. And my hypothesis was that I wanted to stay in marketing, but I wasn't really sure, and go on to the client side, but I wasn't really sure exactly what that meant. And so I spent a lot of time exploring, specifically going down like the tech product marketing route versus the brand management, CPG, consumer goods route, which if you've talked to some people that are doing marketing in business school, they probably talk about those same choices. And I spent the summer doing product marketing and trying that out at Intuit at a tech company this summer. And then when I came back for my second year, I decided that I wanted to pivot to CPG brand management and give that a try. And so for full time, I'm going to be working for Nestle in an associate brand management role.
Awesome. I'm Erin Cassell. I'm classmates with Kate and Margaret, so also second year full-time student. Before Haas, I was working in management consulting for a couple of years, and then went and worked in a consulting capacity focused on global development abroad. Came in, like Kate mentioned, had a really incomplete view of what marketing looked like, but pretty quickly got excited about it. Over my time here at Haas, through classes and extracurriculars and summer internship, have done a bunch of different things. Have done a lot of work with some food companies, like Pellegrini Provisions. Worked in the wine industry this summer, which was really fun. And then after graduation in May, I'm going to work in tech for Qualtrics. So for a company that's kind of focused on marketing research as their bread and butter, but not necessarily in a marketing role. So with that, I think we can move into questions. Like Margaret said, if you have any specific questions that we're not addressing, feel free to ping them to us. You're welcome to address it to one of us if you want to hear from someone specifically, or we'll just answer them more generally. But first, I want to recognize that some of you did submit questions online when you registered, so we'll go through this first. Starting with a question from Anna from San Francisco, who asked if there are any marketing activities or clubs that you should take advantage of if you end up being a Haas student. Lots of things.
Yeah, so all there. Obviously, the big one is the Haas Marketing Club. They do all kinds of programming. They do tracks with companies. They bring speakers on campus. but I mean, I think any top B school is going to have a marketing club. But I'll talk about one of the things that I did this year that was super fun. So Haas, in conjunction with Clorox, since Clorox is one of the Bay Area's big CPG companies that's known for marketing, does a case competition. And this year, the case competition was for Burt's Bees. It was creating some, like, three different kind of marketing activations as part of a coherent campaign that has to do with a, like, a social conversation that's going on. And so that was basically the prompt. And we did, you know, like, intense, my team, we had like an intense, well, there was like a first round, and then the final thing, you met with Clorox, like met with some of their recruiters, And we pitched them our ideas, and we had like a, 3 days basically in a room together to sort of like workshop things and figure out what our plan looks like. So that was one of the things, the Clark's Case Competition, that I got a lot out of, and that was super fun, and that is like specific to it. Like, it's a Haas thing that Haas does with Clorox. And then I think every year it does rotate. I know they did one with Adobe, so it's they have a different client company every year, but always a Bay Area company that Haas has a relationship with.
I can talk a little bit about some of the programming through the marketing club specifically. I'm biased because I was pretty involved, but one thing that they do that's really helpful in the fall is that they have a bunch of workshops that the club organizes, the officers of the club organize, and a lot of them are focused on kind of the core skills, marketing skills that you're going to need if you're going into a marketing career after business school. So they have one that's specifically on a P&L workshop that's hosted by Nestle, where Haas alums that work at Nestle come and actually teach this workshop on analyzing the P&L as if you're really in the shoes of a brand manager. And then we also had one that was about product marketing, and we had someone from Upwork who's a Haas alum come and sort of like take us through her day-to-day life and do some cases with her. And this, we have like about 6 or 7 of those in the fall, and so those are really designed to prepare the first year students for those interviews for summer internships. And I found them very, very helpful as a first year in terms of just totally. A, preparing, but B, figuring out like, is this enjoyable for me? Like, can I see myself doing this? And also a great way to connect with Haas alums in the industry in like a very approachable and actionable way that you maybe don't get, in your core marketing class per se. So there's a ton of other programming, but that was like one thing that was particularly valuable for me.
Awesome. I think you guys have been great examples. So for the interest of time and moving us ahead, we can move on to Tyler's question. Tyler from Austin, who asked, how much does Haas get into tactics and more cutting edge ideas, kind of moving beyond the 4 P's to things that are a little higher level? The short answer to that, looking from the academic perspective, is that the core curriculum is focused on establishing that baseline to make sure that everyone has a strong foundation, so kind of more of those marketing basics. But then from there, both inside and outside of the classroom, there's lots of ways to level up on that based on what you're interested in. So for example, Kate and Margaret right now are in a marketing analytics class where they're doing lots of coding and analysis. Kate and I are in a brand management class together that's kind of putting you in the shoes of, if you go into brand management, like what is expected of you on the job there, and some really tactical projects around that there. And then in the same vein that they just mentioned, there's tons of things you can do off campus, either through clubs or applied innovation courses, or just working with a Bay Area startup. There's obviously lots of young companies here that are looking for talent and are happy to take a couple hours of your time on the side. I know I think all have worked in some like part-time internship capacity during the school year. So lots of ways to choose your own adventure based on what specifically you want to learn more about. Chris, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think that was a great answer. The only thing I would add is just like there truly are, there's a wealth of marketing classes. I'm taking 3 this semester, and the other, they just mentioned 2 of them. And the other one, which is actually one of my favorite classes I've taken at Haas, is called Customer Insights. And it's really, it's like, everything we know about psychology, sociology, evolutionary biology, and how to leverage that knowledge like in a marketing situation. So like based on what we know about like human attention, what grabs our attention, our attention spans, like how can we leverage the research to make better advertising, to make better like marketing communications, and to talk about our products more effectively. So I think like, yeah, you'll get the 4 P's in core marketing, but after that, there's so many marketing classes. And like, I did one last semester. It was like a semester long simulation where, you're running a company with a portfolio of brands and like competing against your classmates. Like there's tons of cool stuff. It's been a lot of fun. So I'll end it there.
Awesome. Chugging right along, Ben from Salt Lake asked before, and then I see you again on the chat, Ben. What makes UC Berkeley different from other top MBA schools? Margaret, do you want to start this one?
Sure. Okay, well, this is a pretty broad question, so I'll just speak from my own personal sort of opinion on this question. So I think probably culture is the biggest, maybe this seems like a cop-out answer, but culture is probably the biggest differentiator for Haas, especially sort of like how I feel about it now, having being here for almost 2 years, and sort of remembering how I felt about things when I was applying to school. You guys have probably read about the defining principles. They really are like a true sort of guiding framework for, I feel like, how Haas students behave and how our professors act and sort of everything about the culture here at Haas. I think students are extremely warm and welcoming and friendly and just like the nicest people I feel like I've ever met. And beyond that, I think people are very open to learning, and it just, business school, it's just completely different from what I thought business school is going to be like. I think people are really genuinely interested in finding meaningful work and pursuing their passions and using this time to figure that out, and it's not all about just making money and sort of the more traditional view of success. So it's a really hard question to answer, but hopefully that gives you like one perspective on I think the type of people, the type of students that come to Haas and the culture are very different from a lot of other business schools.
Yeah, I don't have a ton to add. Like, I picked Haas for the culture. The culture story is real. It's not a story. It's not lip service. Like, they recruit around it, and people here are just amazing. So I can't really add to what Margaret said.
Yeah, I'll absolutely third that on culture, and then also to put a couple things in more concrete terms too. A big draw for me was the really small class size, so even smaller than other schools that have relatively small class sizes. It's, for me, been a really fun experience to know pretty much everyone, if not everyone, in our class. So there's 280 of us, about 300 first years right now, so really manageable size to actually have strong relationships and be able to see recurring faces at events instead of feeling like you're walking into a room of relative strangers every time. That's huge. And then also the Bay Area is great for a ton of reasons. Obviously the weather here is super lovely. And from a careers perspective, even if you don't want to stay in the Bay Area, there's just so many different ways to start your post-MBA career here at a variety of different size companies in a variety of industries, that being so proximal and being able to sit down and actually meet people at your dream job face-to-face is pretty huge. So those are a couple more tactical things, but culture is wonderful. Emma from New York, you had asked what kind of experiential learning classes does Haas offer specifically for marketing? I feel like in some of our previous answers, we covered off on a lot of those, so maybe we'll keep moving on. But Emma, if you're on and if you have more specific questions for us about those, just ping us and we'll make sure that we get your question answered.
Can I just say one quick, one quick thing though, which is I think like business school is so focused on like giving you real things that you can put into action and like go use. It's not like theoretic academic stuff that's like, you know, I don't know, that you can't do anything with. So I feel like every marketing class, there's an experiential element of it, whether it's, you know, using Qualtrics to build an ad, and then seeing which team's ad does the best, or it's, you know, running this simulation that I talked about. So there's always going to be something that is very hands-on and experiential. You're not going to take a class where you're like just reading cases and like theorizing. So.
Yes, absolutely true.
Yeah.
I might combine. So Johnson, I see that you have a question pre-submitted and then a question in the chat. Around what are the different firms that come to Haas to recruit, what classes, clubs is Haas offering to teach core skills that make people in marketing successful, and then also the differences between brand and product. So maybe we can try to like tackle that set of questions at the same time. I can talk a little bit about some of the different firms that come to recruit, and I'll split it into CPG and tech, which are the two very general buckets of companies that we see on campus. Also, as many of you are probably aware, there's kind of two major tracks of recruiting. So we have on-campus recruiting of firms coming specifically to Haas, looking to hire Haasies, a pretty structured process through our career management group, or as we call CMG. And then there's off-campus recruiting, which CMG helps support, but is more on your own. So just making sure we're all on the same page there. For CPG firms that come to Haas to recruit, it varies a little bit year by year, but there's a couple of constants. So Kate earlier mentioned Clorox. They're kind of the biggest Bay Area CPG company. We also have good relationships with Nestle, with Danone, which is formerly White Wave Foods. Help me out, guys, here, now I'm spacing out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who the big, like, OCI on campus.
Yeah, I guess for
you're talking about CPG, right?
Yeah, for CPG, and then we can talk about tech. I think all of the major CPG companies, they don't, because we're on the West Coast, mm-hmm. they tend to focus, and most of those companies, mm-hmm. and in the Midwest, they tend to focus their on-campus recruiting there, but you can still, there's still ways of applying through Haas and making those connections. Mm-hmm. I think the people that are most, are going into CPG from our class are going to Clorox, Nestle, Premier Nutrition Group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
what I will say though is like Haas has alums at all the big CPG companies. So like I know I was interested, I'm interested in food, like I said, and so some Haas alums who work at General Mills did like a webinar like this, and they came to campus and did some coffee chats. So I'd say the alums are probably the way that Haas like accesses the companies that don't do on-campus recruiting, and they can actually be like meeting them that way can actually be even more effective, because then you have someone who's like sort of on your side and likes you, who can help, you know, be an advocate for you on the inside of the organization.
General Mills I think is another one, and Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Basically like any, you can find like there's no opportunity that's going to be closed off to you. It's just like the companies that are geographically a little bit further away, you might just have to be a little bit more proactive in getting on their radar, contacting alums, as Kate was mentioning.
Yeah.
And then a flip side pro of that different geography is some of the newer tech. CPG, more tech focused startups. So Brandless is a big one that Haas is working on, already has a relationship with, and is working on making that stronger. So that is kind of a plus side of being in the Bay, specifically for that kind of new wave of CPG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had Haas students go to like Impossible Foods and some of like the really like cool new younger CPG companies, as Aaron was mentioning. A lot of those are on the West Coast, so I think we have a little bit of an advantage there.
Yeah. And then do you want to speak to tech, since you went through that on campus?
Sure.
Recruiting process for internships?
Yeah. So for tech recruiting, obviously we're kind of in the best location for that. Sort of a different story from CPG. And pretty much any tech company that you could think of that you might want to work with is going to have some kind of either on-campus presence or same story alums or connections you can easily make. So I mentioned that I interned at Intuit. That was sort of the standard on-campus recruiting. We had students going to Facebook, Google, Microsoft, basically like every tech company you could think of. One of our classmates is doing product marketing at Dropbox full-time. So tech, they're just such a wider spectrum, I think, of tech companies and sizes, and it's very much all available to you. From that perspective.
And then Johnson, you also asked for a brief overview of differences between the two and how Haas gives exposure to both via classes and workshops. I suspect that there, from some of the other questions we're getting, there might be people in this group who are interested in tech and or thinking about doing both, balancing multiple interests. So quickly to that question, I think there are again, we kind of talked about a lot of the classwork components, so I don't want to spend too much more time talking about that. But in terms of workshops and stuff, there are some separated resources based on if you're going in CPG marketing or product marketing. So for example, Margaret earlier mentioned the P&L workshop. There's some really tactical things like that that are offered through career services specifically for each function. There's also separate peer advisors, which peer advisors are second year students who just went through the internship process or kind of in the thick of full-time recruiting, really know what these companies are looking for. There's separate peer advisors based on what track you're going down. And then there's also some different human resources sitting at our career center. So different relationship managers and industry advisors who are also really close to those companies and those functions. So that is good both for people who want to specialize. If you kind of have your lane coming in, you can stay pretty narrow in that. It also means that there's a lot of people out there if you're exploring or considering both, lots of different people to talk to and ways that you can kind of dabble until you decide where you want to go all in. Awesome. There's a couple pre-submitted questions left, but I see a lot coming in over the chat. So maybe we'll turn and address a couple of those in the last 5 minutes.
I see a question. I'll take a quick question. There was a question about food at Haas, which is something I've been super involved with. So what I'll say about food at Haas, I'm trying to think of like what the important quick points are. Given that I am switching industry and function, it's been sort of a slow turning of the ship, and I've relied on various resources to help me get there. And Food at Haas has been like absolutely critical for me. Getting on the board of Food at Haas, sort of helping put something on the resume that shows to companies I'm serious about this, was actually a really important step. Food at Haas also sends weekly newsletters with like everything, you know, every event, every trek, every recruiter who's coming to campus, every job that's been posted that's like at all related to food. So like blocking time in my calendar, like last year when that newsletter was coming out, to literally just like go through it and figure out like, what do I need to go to? Like, what should I be doing? What resources in here are gonna be relevant and helpful to me? And then serving on the board has been great. We've got like a big group of foodies, food at Haas-ies. And so just like meeting other like-minded people who are interested in sustainability, who are interested in, you know, the plant-based space, which is a passion of mine, you know, healthy food access, like dealing with food deserts. Like there's so many people here who are interested in like various pieces of the food system. And so, yeah, like, you know, getting on the board, helping put on club programming and going to it has been like, that's been a significant portion of my time. And it's been a great investment for me. So I've been super grateful to the club for just like having me as a leader and for also all the amazing programming that they're doing, to transition the club from being like, let's eat donuts in the courtyard on Tuesday to like, yeah, let's make Haas like the school for food careers.
Yeah, and that, Kate, a little bit speaks to a question that I see William asked around how do you go about balancing your time and energy between emphasis on marketing? You could also insert any other interests, career or otherwise, with all the other things that you wanted to pursue at Haas. My quick take on this is that it is both a tactical choice depending on where you're starting and where you want to go. Yeah. So at Haas, they talk about career stuff, and Kate started talking about this in terms of what aspects are you switching? Are you switching geography? Are you switching function? Are you switching industry? And if you're a double or triple switcher, that probably means that you're going to need to dedicate some more time to career stuff. So that balance changes a little bit. However, if you have a stronger background, it kind of is, there's less of a delta between where you are and where you're trying to go. That's going to free up more time to go really in on academics, if you have a specific class you're super excited about it, to take those part-time opportunities off campus during the school year, just be involved in other general things. So In my experience, the MBA, if nothing else, really prioritizes you to, pushes you to prioritize and manage your time pretty stringently. So it's really just an individualized choice to what you value, what you need to get out of the experience, and that dictates how you want to spend your time. Just to add to that. It's
a beautiful summary.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, one like quick thing that I would add to that is you can also be smart about the opportunities that you choose to take advantage of. So if you are interested in, so for example, I already had some marketing experience, but I, like Kate, was also really interested in food careers and like changed my mind about that between first and second year. I was like, how am I going to do this? And so I did a part-time internship with a local CPG food company, but I was able to do that because I already had some marketing experience. And then so you can sort of be smart about how you use your time and sort of like use some of your strengths to get experience and fill some of those gaps in other, whether it's like industry experience or functional experience, fill those gaps in other areas. And there are just so, so many ways of doing that. I don't know, everyone finds a way to make it work, even though it often doesn't really feel like it's balanced.
Yeah. I do think what's great and what has been really awesome for me to see is that regardless of what that delta is, like the resources are here to help you cross that gap. Like I had a pretty big delta to cross and it worked. And if I can do it, like anyone can do it. So the opportunities are there. It's just like being strategic about which ones to take advantage of.
Awesome. I think that was also a perfect note to end on. Also given that we're at the top of our time and recognizing that many of you are in the middle of your work days. So thanks for making time to chat with us all today. If you have other burning questions, you can ping them into the chat and we'll do our best to get those answered through admissions. I'll send out a follow-up email. But thanks everyone for making time. We hope this was helpful.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck with everything.
Yes,
good luck. Bye.